ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 87 श्लोक 35। भुवि पुर पुण्यतीर्थ सदान्यो विषयो विमदास तत् उद्भत भवत्पादं जाम्बुजो गाभीद आंग्री जालः ददाति शक्रन मनसात्वयी य आत्मनि नित्यसुखे न पुनरुपाशते पुरुषा शारहरावसथान। भुवि पुर पुण्यतीर्थ सदनान्युषयो विमदास त उद्भवत्पादम्बुज गाभीदाङ्घ्रिः जलः ददाति सकृन्मनसा त्वयि य आत्मनि नित्यसुखे न पुनरुपाशते पुरुषः सारहरावसथान। भुवि पुर पुण्यतीर्थ सदनान्युषयो विमदास त उद्भवत्पादम्बुज दोघाभिदाङ्घ्रिः जलाः ददाति सकृन्मनसा त्वयि य आत्मनि नित्यसुखे न पुनरुपाशते पुरुष सारहरावसाथान। भुवि पुर पुण्यतीर्थ सदनान्युषयो विमदास तौ तब भगवत पदाम्बुजोरुदगौ बिद अंग्रि चला ददाति सकृन्मनस्त्वयि य आत्मनि नित्यसुखे न पुनरुपासते पुरुष सारहरावसथान। भुवि पुर पुण्यतीर्थ सदनान्युषयो विमदास तौ तपद्वात् पदाम्बुजो रुदोदभि सङ्गृज जलः ददाति सकृन्मनसा त्वयि य आत्मनि नित्यसुखे न पुनर्पुरशते पुरुष सारहरावसथान। मताजीस भुवि पुर पुण्यतीर्थो सदानान्युषयो विमदास त उद्भवत्पदाम्बुजो ददाति सकृन्मनस्त्वयि ಸದ್ಯ ಆತ್ಮನಿ ನಿತ್ಯ ಸುಖೇ ನ ಪುನರ್ ಉಪಾಶತೆ ಪುರುಷ ಸಾರಹರಾವಸಥಾನ ಭುವಿ ಪುರು ಪುಣ್ಯ ತೀರ್ಥ ಸದಾನಾನುಶಯೋ ವಿಮದಾಸ್ ತೌತಾ ಭವತ್ಪದಾಂಬೂಜೋ ಹೃದೋಭಾವಗಾಂಗರಿ ಜಲಾ ದದಾತಿ ಸಕೃನ್ಮನಸ್ತ್ವಯಿ ಯ ಆತ್ಮನಿ ನಿತ್ಯ ಸುಖೇ ನ ಪುನರ್ ಉಪಾಶತೆ ಪುರುಷ ಸಾರಹರಾವಸಥಾನ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ದ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿವ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ಭುವಿ ಆನ್ ಅರ್ಥ, ಪುರು ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಲಿ, ಪುಣ್ಯ ಪಾಯಸ್, ತೀರ್ಥ places of pilgrimage, sadanani and personal abodes of the Supreme Lord, rishaya sages, vimada free from false pride, te dhe uta indeed, bhavat your pada feet, Ambuja, lotus, Rida, in whose hearts, Agha, sins, Bit, which destroys, Angri, having bathed, whose feet, Jalaha, the water, Dadhati, turn, Sakrut, even once, Manaha, their minds, Twayi, toward you, Ye, who, Atmani, towards the Supreme Soul, Nitya, always, Sukhe, who is happy, Na Puna, never again, Upasate, they worship, Purusha, of men, Sara, the essential qualities, Hara, which steal away, Avasathana, their mundane homes, sages free from false pride, live on this earth by frequenting the sacred pilgrimage sites and those places where the Supreme Lord displayed his pastimes. Because such devotees keep your lotus feet within their hearts, the water that washes their feet destroys all sins. Anyone who even once turns his mind towards you, the ever blissful soul of all existence, no longer dedicates himself to serving family life at home, which simply robs a man of his good qualities. Purport is very long. We will include the parts of purport in our class. Om Agyant Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Mulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadamayam Tadati Swapadantitam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapad Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछा कल्प तरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। So today we are reading a very beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which includes the points like sages are free from false pride, they frequently visit the sacred pilgrimages where Lord has performed his pastimes, and because such devotees keep Lord in their heart, water washing their feet destroys all sins. And anyone who turns once his mind towards you, the ever blissful soul of all existence, no longer serves family life, which simply robs man of his good qualities. So false pride, which is mentioned in this shloka, is also called as ahankar. And in the shloka, the last word which comes here is a vimadaha. Vimadaha means then without mada. Mad means pride, and the devotees are without any pride. But madaha, the dah mad also connected with a dah. Mad always, the pride always burns the heart which is filled with this particular quality. So this false pride is born out of wealth, education, austerity, beauty, youth and birth. And this false pride itself makes the living entity identify himself with this material world. Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains, the origin of this false pride is in Mahatattva. Srila Prabhupada mentions that Mahatattva is a medium between pure spirit and this material existence. It is the very junction between a matter and spirit where the false ego of the living entity is created. And this very false ego is like a knot which binds living entity with this material world. Srila Prabhupada very beautifully explains in his purports. He says that this entire material creation therefore is meant for the falsely egoistic living entities hovering on the mental plane under different illusions in the modes of material nature. The living entity tries to enjoy, it's the word here Srila Prabhupada mentions, hovering on the mental plane. Hovering means a devotee is, a living entity is trying. He is trying to enjoy this material world under these different modes of material nature. As it is mentioned, that this false ego is also in the mode of goodness, in the passion and in the ignorance. When the living entity tries to merge with the Lord, it is in the mode of goodness. When living entity acts in altruistic, so-called benevolent activities of the society, he is in the mode of passion. And when living entity is connected, simply concerned with the body in self, then that false ego is in the mode of ignorance. This activity of the false ego, which is connected to body and mind, it is controlled by Rudra. And hence, it is in the particular mode where the Rudra controls this false ego. But here we mention, here we read, the devotees, sages are devoid of this false ego. And there is nice description in different pages of Srila Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam. Why devotees are devoid of false ego? In the third canto, understanding this material nature, there is a beautiful word, Vinidro Nirankaharya. Vaishnavas are Vinidro Nirahankarya. It's like a state of awakening. Being a devoid of false ego is a state of being awake. When we get up from the sleep, in our sleep we had a dream that we have lost everything. And suddenly we get up, we realize it doesn't matter at all. Similarly, devotees who are devoid of false ego, they are in a state of awakening. For them, these material things, the world connected to this material world, things doesn't matter at all. Although, Vaishnavas, the pure devotees, they appear to be connected to these five material elements, objects of material enjoyment, material senses, mind and intelligence. But still, they are not same. Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Prabhupada mentions, he gives a beautiful example that a green tree, on that green tree, a green bird is there. And it appears, the word Srila Prabhupada uses, that appears that the green bird has merged, or it is a lean in that green tree. Once last year when we were in Vrindavan, Srila, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj took us for the Vrindavan Yatra. And we were all chanting at the base of Govardhan Giriraj ji. And while we were chanting, we could hear the beautiful parrots singing. And we were just looking here and there, and we couldn't find a parrot. And after some time, on a beautiful green neem tree, lot of neem trees are there at the base of Giriraj Govardhanji, that parrot appeared to be completely merged in that greenness of the tree. But what could differentiate that parrot from that tree is the movement of that parrot and the sound vibration of that parrot. Similarly, although a Vaishnava appears to be engrossed or to be involved in this material world with his five senses and the material elements, but through his actions of devotions and through his sound vibration of glorification of the Supreme Lord Sri Hari, he maintains his identity. He is not into that material element. And with the same his mood, he is differentiated from a Mayavadi. Srila Prabhupada writes that a Mayavadi tries to merge himself into the Supreme Self. The devotee maintains his individuality and his identity through his worship, through his service and glorification of Supreme Lord. In this material world, Srila Prabhupada explains in the chapter of King Puranjana that it's a beautiful description that how Puranjan was sitting on a chariot, and there are different nice explanation of what represents in this material world of his elements of his entire chariot. And in that, two very, very powerful weapons which Puranjan carries, who is of this, he who represents this living entity of this material world. And these two powerful weapons represent Ahankar. And Ahankar's two elements are Ahanta, that is I and mine. I am this body, that is called as Ahanta. and second is mamata. Everything which is connected with me and my body belongs to me. So these two things are very powerful weapon with which Puranjan tries to conquer this material world. Unfortunately, these very two weapons, I and mine, and anything, everything which is connected with my body is mine, these very powerful weapons ultimately causes destruction of living entity. Srimad Bhagavatam explains in the 15th verse of 22nd chapter in 3rd canto that devotees have nashte ahankara. They do not have any ahankara. They are devoid of ahankara. Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada mentions at one particular point that it is a mahatmanam abhidhana yoga. And Srila Prabhupada very sweetly writes that Srimad Bhagavatam is a dictionary of the activities and the words of a pure devotees. When we were translating His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj's journey home in Gujarati, we were sitting with dictionaries, American Heritage Dictionary, then Oxford Dictionary, then dictionary from English to Gujarati. So these dictionaries have a one particular word, and that particular word has a series of different meanings in different contexts of that particular word. And the whole book is filled with the meanings of different words. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is a beautiful shastra. It is a dictionary which explains the life, meaning and the words of great souls. What it means to be nashte ahankara? Our scriptures gives unlimited examples of such great Vaishnavas. And Kolavicha Srimad Chidar is one of the epitome of a Vaishnava without any ahankara, without any selfish motive, without any identification with self of mind and body and its connected thing. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming and asking for already the price which was very, very meager, and still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was trying to reduce that price, and here Kolavicha Sridhar is begging to same Supreme Lord that please come again and again and please haggle with me for the price of those banana leaves. This is a person who doesn't even have enough clothes to wear, who doesn't have enough food to eat, who's staying in a very, very broken hut, and who has a few meager pots to sustain himself. In the present scenario, we can see how at present everybody in this situation is trying to save, trying to gain whatever they have. Whatever they have by different means and different situation. Everywhere you walk, everywhere you go, the same talk is going on. How to save what we have and how to prevent the losses. And here the highest epitome is Kolavicha Sridhar, who is not bothered with anything except his service to the Supreme Lord Sri Hari. Sri Haridas Thakur, it is but natural to defend one's self. That's a part of the hankar, that me, mind, body and everything is connected to me has to be protected. And here Haridas Thakur has been beaten in so many marketplaces. His body was about to get destroyed, and still he is not ready to protect his own body. He could have just said, the king told him that just
give up the name of the Supreme Lord. And Haridas was not ready to. Supreme Lord had to come himself to protect this devotee who doesn't have any false ego of his own. Srimad Bhagavatam is in this shloka we read that the power of purification of the water which washes the feet of a pure devotees. Devotees have a power of purifying through so many things. We hear about the water in the lectures, we have heard that devotees by their presence, through their words, through their remnants, through their dust of their lotus feet, through their water which is washed their lotus feet, can purify the whole world. Why? Just water. Even simply remembering. When we remember the activities of a pure devotee, it has a powerful purifying effect. Srimad Bhagavatam mentions that prolonged use in a first canto of questions by the sages, chapter 1st, it is mentioned that prolonged use of Ganges water purifies oneself. But once, only once, one comes in touch of a pure devotee who has taken shelter of Supreme Lord gets at once sanctified. Punanti upas prashtaha, sanctified simply by association at once. Sadyaha. So this word explains that holy waters purify living entity. But a pure devotee, even once somebody comes in touch with a pure devotee, he can purify the living entity. There is one beautiful example. One girl was walking through the road in somewhere near Bombay Central. And while she was walking, she was going somewhere, not connected to our movement at all at that time. And suddenly, she hears the sound vibration of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And as soon as she heard this sound vibration of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, she simply stood there. She couldn't take a one step forward. And as if that sound vibration was pulling her, she turned herself, started walking towards that kirtan voice. Slowly, slowly she started running towards that particular sound vibration. It was coming from one building, one terrace. She simply ran, climbed those terraces, and on that terrace, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was leading this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Kirtan. And there she found her eternal spiritual master. So, a pure devotee's physical presence, apart from his physical presence, simple his sound vibration can attract the living entity. Recently, some few years back, when my father was being operated in Bhaktivedanta Hospital for his brain surgery, and that time Srila Prabhupada's kirtan was going on, and that time, in that intense situation, I could feel the hankering of Srila Prabhupada for every living entity to take up this Krishna consciousness movement. So this is a purifying effect of pure devotee through his sound vibration. In the life of Bhishma Pitama, while he was passing away, in that chapter, there is a beautiful shloka which mentions Vishuddhaya dharanaya hata ashubha when Bhishma Pitama, with one attention, was looking at the most beautiful form of Supreme Lord, the word Hata Ashubha means that one who minimized all the inauspicious qualities of this material existence. Hare Krishna. So, Bhishma Pitama, as a pure devotee, because of his meditation on the Supreme Lord, at once he minimized all inauspicious qualities of this material world. And then that famous shloka comes, that iti mati rupa kalpita vistrushna. Let my feeling, willing, let my body, mind and thinking be completely dovetailed at your lotus feet. When this shloka came, when I was reading this beautiful explanation, that how pure devotee has a capacity to minimize all the inauspiciousness of this present yuga, a beautiful incidence came in my mind when Srila Prabhupada, in this book of His Holiness Mukund Swami Maharaj, in that book there is an incidence where at one day one psychedelic shop owner in 22nd Avenue invites Srila Prabhupada to his shop. Just imagine what it means to be a psychedelic shop. I mean, it sells nothing but the products of intoxication. And when His Holiness Mukunda Swami Maharaj with other devotees, they are walking on the road towards that particular shop, the description of that particular time and that particular area, in the words of Mukunda Swami Maharaj, is that he thought that Srila Prabhupada must have felt completely disgusted. It was such a debauched atmosphere. That is the word Mukunda Swami Maharaj is using. Everywhere there is complete ignorance. People were drunk, people were drinking, people were doing all possible, unimaginable things at that particular moment. And Mukunda Maharaj, that time, he speaks to Srila Prabhupada and he says, "Is it not a beautiful night?" Just to reduce, minimize his own embarrassment that he has to take Srila Prabhupada through this particular environment. And that time Srila Prabhupada speaks very beautiful words. He says, "Everything is beautiful." And Mukund Swami Maharaj writes in that, in those poji pages, that I was astonished that a pure devotee could see a beauty in this particular scenario. And then Mukund Swami Maharaj explains the heart of Srila Prabhupada behind those words. He says that Srila Prabhupada could see in this thick, concentrated environment of ignorance, Srila Prabhupada could see the hankering of those living entities towards Krishna. One Srila Prabhupada said that the quality of the one good quality of this hippie movement, there was one good quality, was that they had detached themselves. And that hankering of a living entity towards the Supreme Lord, Srila Prabhupada could see. And that is why Srila Prabhupada could see a beauty in that every living entity's potential to come towards the Supreme Lord Sri Hari. And that is how, like Bhishma Pitama, even that most inauspicious environment, with his pure vision, Srila Prabhupada minimized. He couldn't see any inauspicious in that. Rather, he saw a beauty in that particular environment. In the life of Narad Muni, we see that a famous shloka of Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Abhadreshu, all inauspiciousness is taken away by recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam and serving living Bhagavatas without any doubt. It's an irrevocable fact. In medicine, even in modern medicine, when patients come and ask, "Doctor, do you give guarantee, 100% guarantee that I will be cured with this surgery?" And when they ask, doctor doesn't give guarantee. Many doctors say that if you want 100% guarantee, please go to somebody else. I will make an effort. My medicine, my surgery, I will make an effort. But here, naishtiki, without any doubt, that simply by associating with pure devotees and simply by associating with Srimad Bhagavatam and serving Srimad Bhagavatam, all the bad, abhadra, all the inauspicious will 100% will be taken away. Pure devotees, they think the material things of this world are like a rich man who has no affiliation to the simple petty things of this material world, like dolls, which has got a doll, a play doll, has nothing but a reality. It's a shadow of a reality. Similarly, pure devotee Srila Prabhupada writes that this world, material things, has got no permanent value, and hence they understand the uselessness of these impermanent things, and hence they are devoid of this material world and the false ego. In the chapter of Parikshit Maharaj, when he receives Kali Yuga, Mother Earth speaks, when the Lord leaves this planet Earth, the offenseless chanter of the Lord's holy name is as auspicious as himself. And the movement of the offenseless chanter of the Lord can at once change the troublesome face of the world. Such beautiful word. He can change the troublesome face of the world. If you see present scenario, once one devotee came with a newspaper from the bathroom, and His Holiness Jayadutta Swami Maharaj asked him, "What is there in your hand?" He said, "It's a newspaper." And Maharaj said, "Yeah, it has to be used at that place, nowhere else." So, newspapers are filled at present scenario with so much of inauspiciousness. As the days are going by, the world is filled with inauspiciousness. Everywhere there is cruelty, there is killing, there is cheating, there is a quarrel, there is hypocrisy. World is filled with that. And simply, one person had that courage. He showed that courage by traveling this entire world so many times, that today in this world of inauspiciousness and the troublesome face of this world, it is Srila Prabhupada who has shown that this troublesome face of this world can be changed by this Hare Krishna movement. That is the power of one pure devotee. He can change the entire troublesome face of this world. When Mahatma Vidura meets Yudhishthira Maharaj, and the beautiful, most beautiful shloka of Bhavat Vidha Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurtarti Tirthanti Swantastena Gadabhrata. "My Lord, devotees like your good self are verily holy places personified. Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into the places of pilgrimage. Such beautiful shloka. A pure devotee carries the lotus feet of Supreme Lord in his heart. And that is why, wherever he goes, he carries the Supreme Lord's lotus feet with himself. And hence, every place, wherever he visits, that place becomes a pure, holy dham. When Vishwamad Bhagavatam was being narrated by Shukdev Goswami Maharaj to Parikshit Maharaj, that time it is said that those who had a power to sanctify not one person, not the two person, but entire bhuvana, bhuvanam punana. It is mentioned that such mahanubhav, the great minds and thinkers, accompanied by their disciples and sages, who could verily sanctify a place of pilgrimage just by their presence, arrived there on the plea of making a pilgrim's journey. So, Vaishnavas, the Mahanubhavas, have a power to purify the entire Trilok, entire Tribhuvan. But out of their humility, they go to the holy places. They go to the holy places to purify themselves. But in the process, they actually purify the holy place itself. The holy dhams, all the material, this world, people go to this holy dham to purify themselves. But when the pure devotee goes to the holy dham, he actually has a power to purify this holy dhams themselves. And hence, it is said that the mercy of the Lord is like an electricity, Srimad Bhagavatam mentions. And that mercy of the Lord is everywhere. It is omnipresent. But just like an electricity which is present in environment everywhere, but that presence of electricity is manifested in a bulb, similarly, the mercy of our Lord is perceived through the presence of, like an electric bulb, through the presence of a pure devotee. In the stories of Prachetas, in the same connection, there are two beautiful more shlokas are there. Tesham vicharatam padbhyam tirthanam pavane chayam. Dear Lord, your personal associates, devotees, wander all over the world to purify even the holy places of pilgrimage. And in the slok number 34, it is mentioned that tulayam lave mapi na swarga na punarbhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kim utashisha. Means that even a moment of association with a pure tulanam, even the one moment of a pure devotee's association is incomparable to the placement of a living entity. What to speak of a swarga? Even the merging in the Brahman, that pleasure is nothing compared to the one Bhagavat Sanghi Sangha. The associate of the Supreme Lord's Sangha is a Utashisha Martyanam. That this living entity, the in the material world, the living entity who is going to die, Ut Ashisha. What can be a better benediction? Ashisha. What can be a better benediction than association of a pure devotee? And Srila Prabhupada writes in that chapter that purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement is to take this association, give this association, and spread this association. In Manu Maharaj's prayer to Kardama Muni, he glorifies that I have Dishtya Pada Raja Sprushtame Bhavata Shivam. Shivam, all auspiciousness. A pure devotee's dust of his lotus feet brings all auspiciousness. Srila Prabhupada writes, Mahat Pad Rajo Bhishekam. Very beautifully Srila Prabhupada explains. Mahat. Srila Prabhupada mentions that Mahatmanas too, the great soul who are under the spell of spiritual energy, their mercy is essential for perfection of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada writes there that one becomes Mahat by the grace of his Mahat, that is his spiritual master. By the mercy of that great Mahat, spiritual master, when one receives, then that devotee also becomes Mahat. A common man is called as Akritatma, and a pure devotee is called Mahatma. Once Srila Prabhupada says in a lecture, we were on the hospital, we were just overheard. Mahatma is that who knows Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada defines, Mahatma is one who knows Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. So, Akritatma is a one, is a living entity whose body, mind and soul have no control, and he needs the shelter. Akritatma needs the shelter of Mahatma. In this shloka, the last word mentions that one who has once even turned towards the Supreme Lord Sri Hari, he no longer serves family life, which simply robs oneself, a man, of his good qualities. In the chapter of Prithu Maharaj, in his prayers to Kumaras, Prithu Maharaj very beautifully explains that any person's householder's house in which there is a lot of wealth, but if that person does not receive a Vaishnava with by washing his lotus feet, that house is nothing else but it is Vyalalaya. There is a Bhojanalaya, there is a Vidyalaya, but here it is mentioned Vyalalaya. Vyala means a snake. Snake with its poisonous venom, because of lot of heat, takes shelter of a chandan tree. So a man who takes shelter of lot of money, but if he doesn't invite a Vaishnava to his house, it is nothing but like a Vyalalaya, a chandan tree where a cobra is staying. But at the same time, if a poor man, adhana apite dhanya sadhavo gruhamedhina, even a one who is very poor, he doesn't have dhan, adhan, but he serves a pure devotees with love and affection, then he becomes dhanya. There is one very beautiful shloka by Prithu Maharaj in the same chapter, that one person, a grahastha, if he senses his mind, if it is attracted towards sense object and agitated, and is always about, thinks about self-conscious, sense enjoyment, then he is robbed of his intelligence. Just like in the pond of water and the edges where there are kusha grass are growing, those thick kusha grass, the way it absorbs, sucks away the water from the pond, similarly, that person's intelligence is sucked away by this mind and senses which are engrossed in sense gratification but not into the service of the Supreme Lord. And here Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains that in a rice paddy, recently I have started growing rice, and I went to one person who was helping, who has been for generation have been growing rice, and I saw him that he went into the rice field and started plucking the green rice, fresh rice, very small rice. I said, why are you plucking this rice? He started laughing. And he came towards me and he showed me that the leaves which were looking exactly like a rice, they were nothing but, they were trun or a tan. In Marathi we speak tan. That it's a kusha grass. It's not a kusha grass, but it's an unwanted grass which grows into the rice paddy and which looks like a grass, but when it grows, it simply gives poisonous flowers. And in the process, it takes away the entire nourishment of the rice. And he showed me that this rice, unwanted rice, looks exactly like a rice itself. Similarly, our heart, our spiritual master, has sown the seeds of a pure devotion in our heart. Many times, the unwanted things in our heart, they look exactly like our activities of devotion. But to differentiate that from the rice, it has to be diagnosed, it has to be seen at the earliest, and only spiritual master can pluck, can identify and pluck that harmful things to our hearts, and allow our devotion to grow very nicely. And hence, this human society, when in the grahastha life, when they indulge in arthendriya artha, that is, everything is connected to earning of this money and engaging in the sense gratification, Srila Prabhupada writes that ultimately it leads to the mukhayatam. Mukhayatam means zero. And I was amazed to read Srila Prabhupada's translation, that he writes that when somebody engages simply in earning for the sense gratification, in the next life he becomes zero. Means he becomes a tree or he becomes a stone. So, Nalakuvera, the curse which was there for Nalakuvera because of sense gratification, using the available resources for the sense gratification, they became, next life, because of the curse of Narad Muni, they became tree. The same curse is available right now also. But we don't have Narad Muni. But we have hundreds and thousands of representatives of Narad Muni. That is, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada's representatives, to prevent, through their ability, through their power, to purify this whole world. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki jai. It's late now. Any questions, any comments? Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, thank you for a very wonderful class. You are talking about the weeds that look exactly like the paddy. And with the help of the spiritual master, we should be able to pluck them away. But could you explain that process in a little more detail?
If you know this, when we put the soil, nobody sows those unwanted seeds in our hearts. When you put a soil for the rice paddy, when we distribute, that seeds are already present in that soil. So it is there in our heart from the ages, from the time immemorial, those unwanted seeds are there in our heart. So those seeds, they take away the nourishment from the soil and they don't allow the seed of bhakti to grow in our heart. And we do not have that intelligence, we do not have that experience, we do not have that power of discrimination to see what is our bhakti, what is helpful to our bhakti and what is harmful to our bhakti in our heart. But spiritual master, because of his pure vision, because of his connection to the Supreme Lord and because of his experience, he can differentiate what is helpful and what is harmful in our heart. And those harmful things he can pluck out. They are painful. But he plucks out those things at early stage only. Because if you don't pluck out at the early stage of our bhakti, those things grow and they take away the nourishment of our bhakti. The nourishment which is required to grow our bhakti lata beach. So that is why it is important that our heart has to be, it is plowed and it is taken care by our spiritual master. And by serving spiritual master, by asking him humble questions, we allow our hearts to be opened and to be nourished and to be unwanted things plucked from our hearts. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.